With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Across Montana, many farmers are noticing parts of their fields where nothing will grow, not even weeds. Researchers at Montana State University are wrapping up a multi-year project to figure out what farmers can do. That's the sound of 300 surveys getting stuffed into envelopes. They were mailed last week to farmers in Shodo, Yellowstone, Valley, Daniels, and Pondere counties. Places where, in some areas, the soil is becoming so acidic that crops won't grow. Clayne Jones is MSU Soil Fertility Extension Specialist and the person in charge of the survey.
The goals of the survey are to find out what farmers already know about the problem, what they might know about the solutions to the problem, what they're perhaps trying on their farm if they already have soil acidity or low pH, and then what direction they think our research and outreach should take.
The problem he's talking about is called soil acidification. Too much nitrogen fertilizer is the main cause. While soil acidification is a fairly common problem in the Midwest and other parts of the world, researchers only started noticing it in Montana in 2015. Jones is one of the people trying to help farmers recognize it and figure out what can be done. He says no one was really expecting soil acidification in Montana because the state traditionally has had very low acidic soils. On the pH scale of 0 to 14, they've been around 7 and 8. That's on par with water and eggs, respectively. But now?
We're seeing some pHs as low as 4 in Montana. At 4, essentially nothing grows.
Yeah.
Like, not even weeds? Or
right, not, generally not even weeds.
For reference, tomato juice also has a pH of 4. Since Montana doesn't get much rain and a lot of farmers have switched to no-till practices, Jones says most of the acidity stays in the top 3 inches of soil, right where the seeds are trying to germinate and grow.
So to me, it's really scary because what we're seeing is farms that have no production in certain areas and reduced yields elsewhere. And with current low commodity prices, somewhat high input costs, a lot of producers are already struggling financially. This is just one more thing that could end up causing a producer to go out of business or have, you know, additional stress due to poorer revenue.
Soil acidification has been reported in 23 of Montana's 56 counties. It's most prevalent in Shodo County, where Ron Lawn and his son run a farm. Lawn says about 20 years ago, they started noticing patches of their fields with spindly, low-yielding crops.
And we thought, you know, it must be something either nutritional or some disease problem.
In some areas, he says plants would die only a few inches high. It got to the point where yields were down 20%.
Finally, somebody figured out that we were having this shallow acid layer at, you know, 1 to 3 inches.
Lawn says they tried mixing in some lime, a basic byproduct of sugar beet processing, from a facility in Billings to balance his acidic soil.
Where we put it on and worked it in, into that acid zone, we saw results immediately, big results.
Lawn says yields went from 10 to 15 bushels of winter wheat per acre to 40 to 50. Now he uses satellite images from the local fertilizer co-op and a handheld pH monitor to figure out which areas of the farm need lime the most. While the sugar beet facilities in Billings and Sydney give away lime for free, farmers still have to pay to move it, which can really add up when you're dealing with thousands of acres. It also can take a lot of time to mix it into the soil and sometimes requires special equipment. By knowing exactly how much lime is needed to fix the problem, farmers could save valuable time and money. Back at MSU, soil scientist Richard Engel is trying to pinpoint that. Megan Key, a student who works in the lab, sticks a pH probe into a beaker with a soil sample.
Where is this site? This is North Geraldine?
Yeah.
The samples were collected from several locations in Shodo County, where Engel and his team applied different amounts of lime in 2017. Results from the study will come out early next year. Regardless of how much lime a farmer puts on a field, Engel says it needs to be tilled into the soil to be effective.
There is some maybe reluctance to till soil by some of these no-till farmers. But a single tillage event, you know, every 15, 20 years is not going to hurt your soil.
MSU Extension Specialist Clayne Jones says it's best if farmers can catch soil acidification early on, before the only option is adding lime.
Producers really need to think about how they're going to prevent it, which means using nitrogen more efficiently, maybe using more pulse crops or legumes in rotation, planting more perennials. All of those things appear to decrease the risk of acidification.
He says funding for the research project will end in 2020, but he's hopeful they can get more to continue working on this issue. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.